everyone. Welcome to Gilmore Gals. My name is Karishma, and I'm here with my co-hosts and friends, Jaina and Anusha. In today's episode, we'll be recapping season 2, episode 6 of Gilmore Girls. So what did you guys think of this episode?
I really like this episode. It's just filled with so many like different aspects of the Gilmore life, which we get to see more of that we haven't yet. And we get to see Christopher, which is pretty cool because we haven't gotten to see him in a while. I really like it. It's filled with a lot of cool, fun things.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of like things we haven't seen before, and we get to see kind of like the high life of like Hartford versus Stars Hollow.
Yeah, very true. It was interesting to see more of like Lorelai and Christopher's dynamic together too, because I think up until this point of the series, we've only seen Christopher like maybe once or twice. So yeah, like you guys said, it was interesting to see him again. Okay, so before we dive into our discussion, we're just going to take a quick break. All right, so Jaina, can you walk us through the first part of the episode?
Yes. So we start with the famous Gilmore Girls Friday night dinners. Rory and Lorelai have already arrived to Emily and Richard's house, and they're kind of just standing by the front door at this point because Emily and Richard are upstairs kind of just fighting about something, and then we figure out that they are fighting about a black and white ball for a fundraising event, and Richard can't go and Emily wants to go, and then Richard calls these balls and things like frivolous parties, and you can imagine Emily getting very much offended, and then she starts calling Richard like a pompous person and all of this stuff. And Richard is pretty much just saying like, I don't have time for these parties and things, like I have to work, I'm too busy. And Emily is arguing at the fact that they need to be going to these types of events and doing all these fundraising events. And she's doing this for, helping other people and all these things. And Richard just doesn't get it. They kind of both just don't understand each other. And they continue to fight. At this point, Lorelai and Rory are just like standing there watching. And I think at one point, Lorelai says like, oh, I wish I had some popcorn. She's just really having fun with this. And then Rory's a little bit uncomfortable. She's like, should we be here? Should we be standing here? Like, but Lorelai's just having fun with it. And then they see them. So Emily and Richard, like, actually come down the stairs because they've just been, like, in the middle of the stairs fighting, going up and then coming back down and all this stuff. And once they have come downstairs, they see Lorelai and Rory just standing there, and Lorelai starts clapping. She's like, oh, this was amazing. So yeah, what did you guys think of this part? There was just like a lot of things going on, some comedy, some seriousness, and all of that stuff.
Yeah, I thought it was like an interesting scene. Like, we've always seen Richard and Emily kind of like go at each other, but we haven't really seen like a full-on like full-blown like argument like this. Or at least I don't think we did. So it was like kind of a different vibe.
Yeah, I agree. Because usually whenever Emily and Richard, I guess like kind of bicker almost, like in a fun way, it has a different tone versus in this episode. Even from the beginning, you can kind of sense that there's something just a little bit off about them. So yeah, it's kind of like foreshadowing what's to come later in the episode too.
Yeah, exactly. So then we move on to the next morning. Lorelai and Rory are at Luke's, and Lorelai is just reading up a paper that Rory wrote, and she's asking her the opinion, and Lorelai is just praising her. She's like, oh, this is amazing work, A+, all of that. And Rory is telling her mom like, no, you can't just like say nice things about it. Like, when I go out into the real world, like, what are people gonna say about it? You have to give me the full-blown explanation of why it's good and everything, or if it's bad, you have to tell me straight. And then Luke comes by and says, you know, I'm very busy. Like, what do you guys want? And they're like, why are you busy? And then he's like, well, someone was supposed to come into work and he didn't. That someone was stressed, and he just like waltz in late with a Metallica shirt, nonetheless. Amazing. But yeah, and then Luke is pretty much getting mad at him. He's like, why are you wearing this shirt? And he's like, well, it brings out my eyes. I just thought that was hilarious when he said that. But yeah, that was like a small snippet. What did you guys think of just that little part?
I thought it was brilliant, the whole like Jess and Luke dynamic. And also it's funny because like how Rory kept asking Lorelai for like constructive criticism and how she wants her to be honest, because I just keep thinking about like later in the series, yes, where, you know, spoiler alert, Rory doesn't take constructive criticism very well. So I just thought that was like very ironic.
Yeah, I agree. Every time I see Luke and Jess, like, I think their combination is like the most hilarious, I think. And also the foreshadowing, I agree with you, Krishna.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was definitely thinking that too when I saw Rory and Lorelai, because Rory was telling her like, oh, like if I'm on CNN or something, like you have to break it to me now. Like I can't be a grown up and, you know, people are saying bad things about me. And so I was just like, this is very interesting because we all know what had happened later.
Right.
Yeah. So then moving on to the next scene, we're at Emily's and they're having like a little tea party or afternoon tea with the girls from DAR. DAR stands for Daughters of the American Revolution. And they're just talking about, I think, last night's ball or something, and how Emily wasn't able to make it. And the girls were like asking her, like, why haven't you been able to attend like a few of these events and things? And then they are pretty much catching up on all the gossip about how someone's like kind of divorced or has a second family. I don't know. Just rich people stuff, right? And then the girls start to like, you know, continue to ask like, hey, but like, why aren't you able to come? And she explains that Richard's just been really busy and things have just been really busy, so they haven't been able to make it. And then you kind of see Rory walk into this afternoon tea on the patio, and she's looking for a book that Richard had told her to pick up. And the ladies pretty much just look at her and they're like, oh my gosh, she's so beautiful, starts comparing her to Lorelai. And then they just start talking about like, oh, look at her nose, look at her eyes, etc. One of them even asked her to twirl around for her. I just thought that was hilarious. And then Emily tells her like, oh, go look at your grandfather's study, maybe the book is there. So she goes back, and then in the meantime these ladies are talking to Emily about how she should go to the debutante ball, or how Rory should, you know, attend the debutante ball. And Emily's like, oh, that's such a good idea because she's of age now and all this stuff. So then when Rory comes back, they pretty much just say like, oh, you should attend this coming out party. And then they start explaining her what all this is. And yeah, what did you guys think of this part about all the girls like talking about just random things and gossiping and all that?
Oh my god, I thought it was like so weird. And also like very like, I think as in someone who grew up with like Asian immigrant parents, I can understand that when you're with like, you know, your mom's friends and that the whole group, with Siri bringing back flashbacks.
Yeah, the afternoon tea and gossiping.
Yes.
Yes.
Classics. I thought of that too. Yes, I thought of that too. I'm like, oh man, this is exactly a conversation like my grandma and her friends would have, or like my mom and her friends, not like with the DAR, but like just gossiping, yeah, in general. And I kind of felt bad for Rory because she just came there, she just popped by just to grab a book, and then all of a sudden all these like this group of women are just like staring at her being like, wow. Yeah. So I was like, man, that must have been awkward for her.
Yeah.
I found it really hilarious when one of the women were like, yeah, can you like twirl for me? And I want to see how you look. I'm like, oh my right. God. Give her a break.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on to the next scene. Rory comes back home, and the first thing she says is, I'm coming out. And Lorelai's like, coming out of what? And then she explains that she needs to be presented to society, and that she's turning a certain age, and how there's going to be flowers and dresses and cakes and all of this stuff. And Lorelai at this point is kind of just like mocking some of the things. Aside from the cake, she says the cake is good, so I'm going to take her word for it. But yeah, then she tells her that Emily told her to like try on Lorelai's old dress while she was there at Emily's house and all this stuff. And Lorelai thinks it's like a dumb idea for her to kind of do this, because she tells her like, this is all the stuff that I ran away from. I assumed that you were gonna run away from all of it with me as well. And Rory pretty much just jokes and says, well, debutantes don't run. I think it's the whole heel thing. And yeah, and then they kind of just like joke around about like, okay, well, if you're doing this, well, you're gonna need a dowry and you're gonna need this and that. And when she like says these things, she like kind of puts like a toy puppy in front of her, like as if that's her like dowry and like other things that she needs to prepare for this. Which I just thought was funny, because they're sitting on their kitchen table and just like discussing this, and Lorelai's just like picking up random things and like giving it to Rory as if like this is serious business or something, but she's just taking it all as a joke. Eventually they start talking about how the father is needed to escort her for the father-daughter dance, and just like escorting her to this coming out party to present her to society. So she calls up Christopher, and then they kind of both make fun of the fact that, you know, Rory's actually going through with all this like going to the ball and debutante business, the world that both of us kind of tried to escape from. Then Lorelai pretty much just tries to convince Christopher that he needs to come no matter what, and kind of guilt trips him, like, hey, you haven't been to a bunch of things for your daughter's events, and she hasn't been a handful, and she hasn't asked you for much, etc., etc., and you better say yes, or else I'm gonna hunt you down. And then he's like, yeah, I'm coming, like, don't worry. And so then she turns off the phone and tells Rory that he is coming to the party. And so Rory's like, yeah, so 50-50 chance. And then Lorelai's like, no, it sounds like a 60-40 this time, which I just thought was interesting. But yeah, what did you guys think of that whole scene?
Yeah, I thought it was like cool that Christopher like agreed to come be there for Rory. And also like, it's really interesting to see like Christopher and Lorelai's perspective on it, especially because Lorelai was supposed to be like the debutante, and they're both kind of like really against like this society, but you know, they're going to be there for Rory, so that's really interesting.
Yeah,
I agree. And I thought it would, like you said, Jane, I also thought it was interesting how like that whole conversation of, oh yeah, he said he's coming, and then Rory was like, oh, so there's like a 50-50 chance, and Lorelai's like, oh no, like he's actually coming. And I thought that was interesting too, because it's like, dang, how often has he like tried to commit to something and then he like says, oh, actually I'm not gonna like show up, especially since it doesn't seem like he lives very far away from them, and it seems like he could visit more often if he wanted to, but he chooses not to. So it's interesting to kind of see a glimpse of that in the scene.
Yeah, I feel like at this point Rory is just very used to him not being there, and she's totally fine with it. Like, she has come to terms that he's just not going to be in their life as much. So
right.
Yeah. But I would like to comment on the whole debutante thing and like coming out to society, and how Lorelai was saying like, oh, they just look at you that you're of a certain breeding and this and that. for some reason, when I saw this, it reminded me so much of the Bridgerton show, how they're like coming out to society and all that. And I was like, oh my goodness. You know, because they wear the gloves and the, exactly.
Yeah. Oh my God. I thought of that too when I was watching that scene, especially when they were like at the ball and they're like, oh yeah, like this is like my fifth ball. And I was like, dang, is this Bridgerton? Like, what year are we in?
Yeah.
Also like the gowns and like the old school, like back in the day dancing and everything.
Yes.
Right.
The whole nine yards, everything is very much similar to Bridgerton.
Yes.
On this episode. Yeah. But yeah, Krishma, do you want to take up the next part of the show?
Yeah. So basically in the next scene, Lorelai is just like chatting on the phone with Emily about what to buy Rory for the ball. And Rory's just like sitting on the couch with Dean and Lane watching the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony on TV. And Rory is trying to talk to Dean about wearing a tux for the ball, which he's already not a fan of. And then Lane is like reading this pamphlet on what they have to wear. And she specifies that he'll need to wear tails and gloves. So Dean is freaking out because this is super formal for him. And then Rory says like, oh, remember that you love me. So he reluctantly agrees. And then we hear like a car honking outside. So then Rory is just like super excited and is like, oh, Dad, and runs outside. And then we see like Christopher parking this like normal car. And if you remember, like, of course, the last time we saw him, he was like with this motorcycle. And so it was like so funny just to see like a different vehicle for him, I guess. So then Lorelai and Rory like go to greet him, and Lorelai is also confused. And Christopher said that he exchanged his motorcycle for a car because he had to bring something big. So then he takes out the quote unquote compact Oxford English Dictionary for Rory, and she's like super excited. And I also laugh when I saw this scene because the dictionary is huge. And, you know, nowadays when we use the OED, like, we just use the online version. So it's just funny how she like, really valued this, like, giant dictionary. So then Rory, like, rushes inside to go look up some words on there. And then Lorelai is still making fun of the car because it's a sedan. And she said that it's good for driving to bingo, which I thought was so funny. And then Christopher clarifies that he needed it to go to work every day. And apparently he has never had a job, which I found surprising. But yeah, that also surprises Lorelai that he has a job. But he basically just like explained that his new job is your run-of-the-mill corporate desk job. I still don't understand what he does for a living, honestly, but yeah. And then Christopher offers Lorelai a ride in the car, and he blasts rock music, and Lorelai is pretty impressed with the stereo system, and he explains how he had to trade in having a good stereo system with the passenger airbag. So then Lorelai says, oh yeah, that's the Chris I know and love. And then Rory comes out of the house and tells them to turn down the music. So yeah, what did you guys think of this scene?
Yeah, I just thought it was... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I just thought it was so funny, the situation with the car and everything, how they're all surprised. And the fact that, like, Christopher just hasn't had, like, a stable job, it seems like. But yeah, it was just, like, overall interesting seeing the dynamic between Lorelai and Christopher again. Because you get to kind of see the fact that they're... You know, they talk like as if they're best friends, and they are at this point, but we just haven't seen that. So it's just so nice to kind of understand their dynamic.
Yeah, definitely. And also, I think the Oxford English Dictionary, I think last time Christopher was in Stars Hollow, I think when he was trying to buy that for Rory at a bookstore, he didn't have enough money. So yeah. I think now that he has enough money, he finally was able to buy her that. I think at least that's what I remember. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah, I think that was so sweet of him to be like, oh yeah, I remembered, here's the dictionary.
Yeah, I thought it was like sweet of him that he's like he remembers it after all this time. God, that's the Lord.
Yeah, giant dictionary. Yeah, so then we cut to Lorelai and Emily entering Emily's house with shopping bags, and Lorelai keeps complaining that they bought 12 pairs of pantyhose. And then Emily explains that Rory is bound to have a run in them, so that kind of justified her buying 12 pairs for some reason. And then as they're talking, we have like a really awkward scene between Richard and Emily again, where Richard comes downstairs and that surprises Emily because she's like, oh, I thought you were supposed to be at work. And then Richard clarifies that he's saying, oh, I am working. And then basically, Emily tells Richard that he has to pick up his text for the cleaners. And he's saying, oh, I don't have time. You planned this silly affair. Why don't, like, you go pick it up? Otherwise, I'm not going. And Lorelai then, actually, you could tell in her face that, you know, compared to that first scene at the beginning of the episode, now she's kind of registering this as more serious. So she's wondering if Emily's okay. And Emily, of course, is like, no, I'm perfectly fine. I'm not angry. I'm gonna go like pick up Richard's text. So yeah, what did you guys think of this small scene and this conflict between Richard and Emily?
I thought it was like really interesting, and it also shows like from what you could see on Lorelai's face that they've Richard and Emily have never had an argument that went this far, and I think it kind of like scared Lorelai a bit.
Yeah, I think Lorelai can definitely see that the water is pretty much boiling and boiling and something's wrong, and she's trying to figure out what's going on, and I think so is Emily at this point of like what's going on with Richard. But yeah, we'll see that in the next few scenes of what's going on.
Right. And then we cut to Dean and Rory practicing ballroom dancing with Miss Patty. And this is also another funny scene because they're struggling hardcore and being super awkward around each other. So Miss Patty recommends that they find something to focus on. And she said that she usually tries to find a lonely sailor to dance with. And then Lorelai. Yeah. And then Lorelai and Christopher come to check in on them, and Rory and Dean tell them how they're really struggling to dance. So then Lorelai and Christopher, you know, they're like, oh yeah, we'll show you. So then they ballroom dance and they're very good at it. Assuming that, you know, they grew up learning how to dance like that. So after they dance, Lorelai and Christopher leave Miss Patty's, and Christopher comments that his chai latte isn't as good as what they make in Boston. And Lorelai explains that, and this part cracked me up. Luke probably just threw a cinnamon stick in some tea. It made me laugh so hard because I cannot picture Luke even making chai. So that was hilarious. And then Christopher tries to explain what he does for his job, which, like I said earlier, I still don't understand it. And Lorelai asks him how long he's going to keep it up. And he explains how, he's hated the idea of like having a job in the first place. So Lorelai is pretty surprised by that, right? Then we transition over to Lorelai and Rory's house later that night. And Lorelai is like trying to balance a book on top of her head while eating Chinese food. And Christopher's like helping Dean with his tie. So they're kind of like preparing for the ball and everything. And then Lorelai explains how Rory will have to practice to get to her level, quote unquote. And then Rory tries to grab an egg roll. And Lorelai's just like, no, ladies are not supposed to get their own egg rolls. Ladies are supposed to be completely helpless. So then Rory gives Dean his gloves as he's about to leave, and Dean is just like, oh man, I thought you were kidding. And Rory leaves and goes to bed. And then Lorelai tells Christopher about how her parents are fighting, and Richard should be happy that Rory is going to the ball because Lorelai never got to. And like basically Christopher simply recommends like, oh, have you tried talking to them? And Lorelai is just like, what? Why would I do that? So then Lorelai asks Christopher if she should turn off the lights in the living room, and he's like, no, I have some work to do. And she says, oh yeah, I keep forgetting that's not a joke anymore. And then she like awkwardly kisses him on the cheek and then leaves the room. But yeah, what did you guys think of those two mini scenes at Miss Patty's and at Lorelai Rory's house?
I think it was like kind of sweet, but also kind of weird at the same time. Like we see Lorelai and Christopher act like such a couple, but they're not, and I have mixed feelings. I don't know.
One thing about Miss Patty, she's just out of control with her crush on Christopher. But aside from that, yeah, it's very interesting. I was just seeing the dynamic. And I do have like just something to say about Christopher, but I'm gonna leave it till the end. The fact that, like how Anusha said, they're so comfortable with each other, which is kind of awkward because they haven't seen each other in such a long time. They're pretty much just like flirting with each other as if they've been together still, and it hasn't been like a couple of years or something that they've seen each other, sort of thing. But yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, they kind of act like flirty old friends, which I guess they are, but yeah, it is super confusing and awkward and weird for sure. Yeah. So then, and I love the next scene because we cut to the ballroom where Lorelai and Rory walk in, and this lady walks up to them and she's just like, you're late. Lorelai apologizes. Sorry. I'm picturing this lady and she was like so serious the entire time. And she's like, you have to head upstairs.
How dare you? She was organizing the event.
Yeah, she was organizing the event and she was like directing Rory to do all of these different things.
Do
And
you
she was
have no
talking.
respect for the DAR W? That's all.
Yes, exactly. And then Rory goes to the room and basically Rory has to do her makeup and get ready. And she starts chatting with the girl next to her. And this girl is like freaking out because she has a swelling on her nose that won't go down. And she can't figure out what lipstick to wear because she's been thinking about it for over a month. And she like tells Rory that tonight will determine the social status for the rest of her life. And I was like, are you kidding me? And then Rory just like jokes, oh, well, what if you trip? Not that you would trip, but I probably would. Trying to make light of it. And the girl is like, do not even think about joking about stuff like that. So she's taking it very seriously. But yeah, what did you guys think of like how other people are kind of like taking this so seriously in contrast to like Lorelai and Rory?
Yeah, I Honestly, this
think
whole thing.
Oh,
Go ahead.
sorry.
You can go this time.
It's like really funny. It kind of reminds me of like those dance competitions and pageant shows. So like with like the dance moms and everything, and there's always like those girls that take it way too seriously.
Yes.
Yeah, it was definitely very funny. And this scene and then the next scenes that come up definitely give me such like Bridgerton vibes. It's not even funny. It's just so interesting how these girls are very, very serious about this. And then you see the Gilmores, I guess, and they're just like, da 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 da, like, whatever. We're here. We're wearing a nice dress. We'll do the thing. And that's it.
Right, like this is a nice dance party,
Yeah.
whatever. And then this girl is like, oh yeah, I'll determine the social status for the rest of my life.
Like, girl, it's 2000s.
Yeah, like calm down. Yeah, so Anusha, can you tell us what happens next?
Yeah, so then we see Lorelai chatting with some of the other participants, like debutante moms, and they're like just gossiping about random stuff, and And then Emily comes up to her, and then she spots Nat, and she tells Lorelai she's gonna have a talk with her about proper height for a taper, and she walks away. I was like, okay. And then we cut again to Rory sitting in like the dressing room, and she's wearing her like full on white like coming out dress, and she's reading, and another debutante, I think Libby is her name, she walks up to her and offers her a drink from her flask, but Rory refuses, and then she starts telling Rory about how it's her fifth coming out party and how 4 out of 5 times the ladies end up marrying their escorts. And she asks Rory if her escort is the one she's going to marry. And Rory flusters a little. And the girl keeps asking questions about their future together. And but then another girl walks by and says hi to her. And then they both walk off, leaving Rory. And she just looks like, oh my God. Go back to Lorelai talking with the other moms. And she just looked like a deer in headlights. And Christopher spots her, and he comes and interrupts and asks Lorelai if she'd help him with his cummerbund or something. And Lorelai is like, oh man, they're so helpless. And she excuses herself from the other ladies, and she tells Christopher that he saved her, and that she loves him and wants to have his baby. And then she goes, oops, too late. And then... Christopher tells her he saw the look and he knew she wanted to get out of that conversation. Then while Christopher and Lorelai are talking, Emily walks up to them and asks where Richard is. And Lorelai says she hasn't seen him. And Emily said he promised he'd be here by now. And Lorelai looks surprised and asked Emily if like they came together or not. And if she called him, and Emily says she did call, but he didn't answer. And she starts to panic, but then Christopher tells her he sees Richard and points to him. And we see Richard standing at the other end of the room, and Emily walks up to him and asks him where he's been. And they just start arguing in the background. And Lorelai looks concerned, and Christopher says, well, it's a good time for a martini, I think. What did you guys think of this scene?
I think in the end, I was really concerned for what's going on, because Richard, you know, he's usually one of those people that are always in time and everything, but we've noticed in this episode that he's been super busy with work. And when Emily saw him, you know, it was just like, oh my goodness, like, what is gonna happen? They're at this ball getting into a fight, and you know, in this type of society of people, that doesn't look good, because people are going to be gossiping about them and everything. So it's like this whole like dramatic scene. And then the whole thing between Chris and Lorelai, I just thought it was sweet of him to kind of whisk her away when he saw that she was kind of in trouble, where she just didn't want to talk to these other women about random things that she wasn't interested in. So it was nice of her, for him.
Yeah. It's definitely very clear, like, Richard is starting to, like, check out of everything, and the things that are very important to Emily, like what you said, Jaina, what other people think of her and her family. All of a sudden, Richard's like, yeah, I don't really care. Like, I'll show up late. It doesn't matter. So, yeah, you can kind of sense that panic in Emily at this point. And, yeah, it definitely seems like Christopher and Lorelai are very, like, chummy with each other at this point too,
which is interesting, but I'll get to that all the way at the end.
That is true.
Yep.
So the bartender is not at the bar, so Lorelai of course just walks up behind the bar and starts making and pouring the drinks herself. And then there's an announcement calling all the fathers of the debutantes to the stage area, and Christopher leaves. And then we see Rory backstage in line getting ready to go out, and Dean comes up to her and he encourages her and stuff, and then he tells her jokingly that she looks like a cotton ball, but a very cute cotton ball. And I thought that was a cute moment between Dean and Rory. And then the girl who was talking to Rory from before, I think her name's Libby. She asked Rory if Dean is her escort, and Rory says yes, and she's like, "Oh my God, you guys are totally getting married." And then she walks away, leaving Dean looking surprised and freaking out. And then Christopher walks up to Rory and Dean says he'll go away downstairs, and he's still internally freaking
I feel
out
so bad for him. Sorry to interrupt.
when he's leaving. No worries. It's really funny. So then the person in charge of this event is on stage giving a speech and introduction and everything. And Lorelai notices her parents are not around, so she not at the table, and she gets up and walks over to the back where Emily and Richard are, and they're arguing again. And Lorelai asks them to go sit down at the table, and Richard says, "I will not sit down. I will sit down when I'm ready to sit down." And he's being really stubborn, and Emily tells him to lower his voice and that he's embarrassing them and Rory. And Richard snaps at Emily, saying this whole evening was her idea. And Emily asks if he doesn't want Rory presented to society, and he screams out to hell with society, and Lorelai and Emily rush him out of there before he says anything else. What did you guys think of this outburst from Richard?
It was
Yeah, it was
confused.
definitely. Sorry, go ahead.
I just think he's very stressed and something's going on, and he'll probably like finally tell his family like what's going on, but he's probably just has other problems in his life, and this is just one of the smallest things that he doesn't care about right now. It's not irrelevant to any of the other problems that he's dealing with as of now. He's just frustrated with life.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing, and it seems like the actual problem is not the ball itself, but more so like some underlying stuff which is going on, which we'll get to.
Yes.
So after Lorelai takes Richard and Emily into the hallway, she reminds them there's a ceremony going on and asks what's wrong and stuff. And Richard tells Emily that he didn't want to come here and that she knew that he didn't want to come. And Emily tells him that's too bad and that they have a social responsibility. Then he tells her he's tried to tell her what's wrong at work, but that Emily wouldn't listen to him or anything anyone says. But Emily denies it. And Richard tells her that he was taken off an account that he personally brought into his company 10 years ago. And Emily tells him that he's being ridiculous and that he just got that promotion. But Richard tells her that he's being phased out of his company and that he's going to be replaced with a younger man slowly, and soon he'll be asked to leave. What did you guys think of what Richard is saying here, and now that he's revealed what his stressor is?
I just feel so bad for the man. Like, he's put in so many years at his job, and then you just let them go. It must be very difficult for him to be going through all of this.
Yeah, I also felt bad for him, and I can see his viewpoint now that everything else seems so minor and so frivolous compared to like what he's going through with like eventually potentially losing his job and everything. So yeah, we can kind of see like the reasoning for why he kept snapping at Emily for like talking about the ball or like getting dressed or arriving on time and different things like that.
Definitely. And then as Richard is walking away, Emily just says, "So what? There are other options." And Richard tells her he doesn't want other options and that he wants to stick with the same job he's had for years. And then Rory pops into the hallway and tells him, "Sorry to interrupt, but that she's next." So they all walk back into the ballroom to watch Rory. Then Rory is introduced, and we see her escorted by Christopher walking down the staircase onto the stage. And Dean meets her at the bottom of the stairs and takes over for Christopher and escorts Rory the rest of the way. And then as Emily and Lorelai are watching this, Emily says to Lorelai that it should have been you up there and that nothing is turning out the way it was supposed to, and just walks away, leaving Lorelai surprised. And in the background, we see all the debutantes dancing to a choreographed routine on stage with these like plastic fans and stuff, very Bridgerton style. So what did you guys think of what Emily said to Lorelai and your thoughts on how the debutante ball is in general and stuff?
I guess from like Emily's perspective, she's just always wanted everything to be perfect and things just don't turn out that way for her. And I, you know, from her side, I kind of feel bad for her because when she wanted Lorelai to be going through this like coming out party, I think at the time she was pregnant, so she wasn't able to do it. And then now that Rory's doing it, like, this happens and things are just like not perfect, and she's just blurting out whatever is on her mind, even though it like hurts people's feelings. It's just the way that she copes with her frustrations. So yeah,
it seems like Emily is still definitely grieving over the fact that Lorelai was not able to do all of those things when she was a teenager, either because she didn't want to do them or because, you know, she was pregnant and couldn't do them. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the whole like ball situation is just like very old fashioned, very Bridgerton vibes. And I just could not get over that fact in and of itself.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely felt bad for Emily as well. So then we cut to Stars Hollow, and Lorelai, Rory, Christopher, and Dean are walking through town after the ball is over and everything. And Rory starts saying how Libby, one of the other debutantes, was saying to Rory how lucky she was that Christopher is her real dad, because if he was her stepdad, that she could steal him away from Lorelai.
Oh my god.
And then Christopher says sarcastically, "Wow, that Libby's got a good life ahead of her." I was like, that's such a weird thing to say. Oh my god. And then Rory and Dean go off, and Lorelai's telling Christopher how she was glad he came through for tonight and for Rory. And she tells him he can visit more often if he'd like. And then they both kiss, and then she tells him he can stay longer because of like traffic jams over the weekend and stuff. And Christopher tells her that's a tempting offer, but he has to get back to someone. And Lorelai seems surprised, and Christopher says he should have told her sooner that he's dating someone. And she says, oh, it's fine, and that she thinks it's great. And he's telling her that her name is Sherry, and she's from Boston, and that things are getting serious and that they're living together. And Lorelai realizes that Sherry is the reason Christopher is getting his life together and has a steady job now and everything. What did you guys think of this conversation between Christopher and Lorelai?
Okay, this is the moment I've been waiting for.
Go ahead. Go for it.
Drop the wisdom.
So, like, this man comes into town, starts flirting with Lorelai as if it's, like, nobody's business. And, like, he's a total, I don't know if it's appropriate to say this on our podcast, but I'm gonna just use it. He literally is, like, a complete, like, fuckboy right now. This guy's just flirting with Lorelai. He has, like, Sherry. And I swear to God, if something, like, more than the kissing would have happened, he would have just, like, let it happen. And then at the end, just have told Lorelai, like, oh, by the way, like, I have someone else to go to. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Like, who does that? Yeah, like, he's so terrible. Like, such a terrible human being. Like, why would you just lead her on?
I mean, and he knew he was dating someone. He didn't tell Lorelai from the beginning. Right. Even though Lorelai was blatantly flirting with him.
Yeah, he was too. Like, it wasn't just, like, her. They were both, you know.
No.
Like, just from the beginning, with his, like, sedan or whatever he brought.
I know.
From the very first day. Like, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
No. Okay, that's my rant. I'm sorry, girls.
No, I completely agree. He should have told her from the beginning. And like he was like, I should have, like, you know, not to give the wrong idea or something along the lines of something, at least.
Yeah, this is just ridiculous. I feel bad for Lorelai because her feelings have just been like all over the place probably, and then this happens.
Yeah,
no, I totally agree with that. Because he had the time to explain, like, his work situation and his living situation and his car situation. I'm like, surely you could have just briefly mentioned, like, hey, I'm seeing someone right now. That's it. Exactly. Like, why do all this flirting, like you said? And, yeah, poor Lorelai. She was probably very excited, like, ooh, does this mean, like, Christopher will be around more often? Like, will Rory get to see him more often? Will something happen between us? But yeah, it was just like shocking at the end. Of course, not only that, but also I forgot that Sherry was mentioned this early in the series. So yeah, it's a mess with Christopher.
Oh, man. And then he tells her that, oh, he'll see her back home, and he leaves. And then Lorelai goes into Luke's diner and sits down with Rory, who's eating a burger, and asks how tonight was for her. And Rory says the fan dance was humiliating and she'll never curtsy again. But having her dad around was great. And she tells Lorelai he's got a new girlfriend. And Lorelai says, yeah, Sherry. And they both agree he looks really happy. And Rory then says she feels bad for Emily, because she was so into this night but ended up miserable in the end. But Lorelai tells her, oh, she'll have fun on the next one, and then she signed her up for the next 6 balls. And Rory was like, that's not funny. And Luke brings over a burger for Lorelai, and Lorelai points over to behind him, and he turns around and sees Jess literally dressed up as Luke, cleaning the counters. He's got his baseball cap on backwards and he's wearing Luke's flannel shirt. And Luke walks up to him and asks what he's doing, and just is like, I'm working. And Luke goes, you think this is funny? And Jess tells him he thought this was the uniform. And Luke says, whatever, it doesn't bother me at all. And they go on with this little banter for a bit, and Jess walks away up the stairs. What are you guys' thoughts on this scene here?
I love this scene. It's just amazing. He's like, oh, this is the official uniform now.
It's so iconic. Like, it's like, if you're going to remember anything from this episode, remember that scene.
Oh, God, yes.
Honestly.
But then the next day, Lorelai is over at Emily and Richard's house, and she walks over to Emily, who's gardening outside, and Lorelai tells her that if there's anything that she wants to talk about with her, she can, and Emily, like, says, all right, and then she continues gardening, and they have a little, like, sweet little moment with each other, and that was the end of this episode.
Amazing.
Yes. Fantastic. Oh, Christopher.
Oh my God, Christopher.
I can't with that man. Why would you do that? And like, he did it in front of like the family and everything, so like people can get confused and have like, you know, a different type of interpretation for all of this.
Yep. And
it's just so rude.
Yeah, he did the literal song and dance for Lorelai. And it's like, yeah, it was just super strange, and especially given like all of their flirting throughout the episode.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so that about wraps it up. Thank you all so much for listening. In our next episode, we'll be discussing a topic in the Gilmore Girls community, so stay tuned for that. You can support our podcast by going to the link in the show notes, and you can find us on Instagram at Gilmore Gals Pod. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review, and share this podcast with anybody who enjoys Gilmore Girls. So we'll see you all next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.